T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of our favorite people to talk to is Will Carroll. He is the author of a great column called Under the Knife. If you want to learn everything about sports injuries, Under the Knife, you can Google it, just Under the Knife. It's at underthenife.substack.com. And he joins us on the WayForward.com hotline, as he does every Thursday. Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. So how you holding up, Will?
Holding up well. You know, like I've said before, I usually work from home, so this is nothing new to me. But you know, as things start to open up, I hope everybody tries to get as back to normal as they can. But man, we've got to do better with the masks. I don't know why people are fighting this, because it's for everybody's good. I hate these commercials that say we're all in this together when we're not out there proving it.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely feel you on that. And so since we've been at home, we've been watching, all been watching the Jordan doc. Something that jumped out to me that he said. He said, you know, the difference between body types of a baseball player and a basketball player. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, it was always intriguing to me when he was trying to change how specific the skills are. But the body type is something that's really difficult. We don't normally see 6'6", 6'7", players. You know, even with pitchers, you get guys who are 6'7", 6'8", but that's unusual. You know, the Randy Johnsons are really the outliers. So, you know, those long, lean bodies just aren't what you normally see with baseball players. Baseball players tend to be relatively normal-sized humans, aside from maybe Mike Trout. You don't get the long bodies. When you do get guys who are bigger, they tend to be more, you know, tight end linebacker size. I think of Matt Holliday. I think of Albert Pujols, who's just massive. So a guy who has those quick twitch skills that was able to go from being able to, you know, triangulate a shot to making the moves that he did, the high jumps, to the quick twitch kind of activities that he had to do as an outfielder, and the eye-hand coordination without much lead up to it, with being that far out of the game. I know people make fun of him for hitting 200, but it's actually pretty impressive.
Talking with Will Carroll, author of the Under the Knife column, joining us this morning on the WayForward.com hotline. Will, we had the Korean baseball organization. We're watching those games. We're going to be watching German soccer. We're going to be watching Rory McIlroy play golf, and Tiger Woods, and NASCAR. It's going to make professional athletes, even who are sitting on the sidelines still, even more anxious to get out there, do their thing, be on TV, do what they do. Is there a concern as we go forward here with, you know, camps potentially opening in the NFL, baseball, Major League Soccer, of athletes going a little too far, too fast when they get into training?
Yes and no. We talked about this last week. I've been talking to a lot of Major League Baseball teams about what they've been doing. They haven't seen a lot of injuries, because the guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing, but they're not overdoing it. Maybe this being home and, you know, actually having to spend time with their family rather than just, you know, it being the old line. I want to spend more time with my family. And then, you know, the coach that just quit goes immediately to New York and lives there to do TV. It's one of those things where it seems like players have sort of right-sized their lives. We'll see how that goes, but I think they've stayed in shape. I think they've been focused. I think it's been a relatively normal off season for the NFL. One of the things we've seen is they haven't spent as much time doing the heavy lifting, so we'll have to see whether or not we get that. I think that'll be good for some guys. I think we get back to the basics. You know, for years and years, guys had training camp to get in shape. they didn't really go out of shape as much, but these guys today are training 365. So I think this will actually be good, that we're getting back, that we're actually getting some enforced rest. Not the best way to do it, but I think it'll actually be pretty good for players overall.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to Will Carroll, injury expert, and columnist at Under the Knife on the WayForward.com hotline on Sports Radio 92.9 again. Now, Will, we've seen a lot of athletes that play into their 40s. How is the advancements of you know, everything, you know, weight training, everything, allow players to play at such a high level for longer?
I don't believe it really has. I think what we see is the outliers. You know, we can go back, Satchel Paige, certainly played almost to 50. Minnie Minoso was another one in baseball. You had George Blanda in football, guys who would just – they were just absolute outliers. So the fact that we're seeing a few more players do it, I think it's because it's the players we think of. You know, it's not that we're seeing linemen go that long. You know, we're seeing those careers normally go shorter now because they're carrying so much more weight. And so I think the fact that we see a Tom Brady do it, Aaron Rodgers is getting up there as well, Drew Brees, of course, I think it's the fact that we're perceiving it more because it's these great front and center quarterbacks that we're seeing. I don't feel like the technologies, you know, all the things that we're doing now, the game's gotten bigger, stronger, faster. So the guys that just have managed to not break down, or in the case of Brees, to come back from a significant injury, I think at some point the medical technology is there that allows them the chance to do this. You know, it wasn't that long ago that ACL was a career ender for Tom Brady. It wasn't that. So I think that's really been more of a factor than anything that keeps them in shape. Because let's face it, none of those guys are physical specimens. We've all seen Tom Brady's combine body. You know, Drew Brees was undersized. So I think they're just absolute outliers.
Well, I guess let me follow on what he was just asking you. We saw the video of Mike Tyson at age 53. Yes. Could he fight again? I mean, effectively fight again?
Yeah, there's a part of me that's like, yes, of course. Did you see his hands? There's another part of me that's like, yeah, but we can't see his brain, so I don't really want to see that. Yes, I mean, we've seen this, and we've seen this recently with George Foreman. I mean, obviously, hugely different body types. What worries me for Tyson more than anything else is how much it's changed. If you take a look at Tyson Fury, if you take a look at Deontay Wilder, who's his likely opponent, if you take a look at you know, the Klitschko's, for God's sakes, let alone Anthony Joshua, those guys are huge. Mike Tyson is not that big. Funny story. I got to see Mike Tyson fight in Vegas once, and where we sat was where he walked out. And as he passes me, I realized Mike Tyson is not much bigger than me. I mean, at least height. You know, he's 5'10", maybe. And, you know, for that brief second, I was like, oh, man, I'm as big as him. I could take him. And then that other part of me,
and then
like,
you woke
no,
up.
That would not go well. Right? You would end up in an adult diaper.
Talking to Will Carroll, he's our injury expert here. In UFC Fight Night, Tony Ferguson, and he got brutalized. I mean, the left side of his face is just, I mean, it's just so awful. He had a broken orbital bone, among other damage, because he just got worked. Matter of fact, hang on here. Broken orbital bone, Sugar Ray Leonard, right? Anyway, I think maybe he had that too. Is that's an injury? How long does that take to come back from, or is that something that is, you know, potentially something you, does it affect your vision to the point where you never come back?
You know, that's the question. Does it affect your vision? Obviously it does when it's swelled up that big. But the body's trying to protect that area because it's so important, which is why we see so much swelling with that. Orbital bone is just basically your cheekbone. It's what goes underneath your eye and kind of holds that socket in place. When any of those bones gets broken, the eye, which is obviously so important for just life in general, the body tries to protect it. So normally what they'll do is, if it's displaced, it's almost always displaced, is they'll plate it. They'll just go in, make a small incision, put a plate there, and it heals up very, very well. Boxers have come back from it for years. As you mentioned, Leonard's one. It's not an uncommon injury. We see it a lot in baseball. Giancarlo Stanton had that when he got hit in the face, amongst other injuries. And we do see that, unfortunately, a large amount, especially with car crashes. So this is something guys can come back from. The question is, was the vision affected at the start? It almost always comes back when, unfortunately, people do lose their vision from the trauma, not the fracture itself.
Well, Carol, the End of the Knife columnist, again, where can the fans read your column?
We've got another one coming out this morning, so if you hurry up and sign up at underthenife.substack.com, it's free all the way up until opening day, whenever that is. I've got some interesting stuff today on exactly how baseball teams are going to have to handle their pitching staff when we do come back in July.
That'll be an interesting column, and it's something we'll be talking about in the future with Will Carroll. That'll be at Under the Knife column. You can Google it or go to underthenife.substack.com. Thanks, Will. Always appreciate it. Love talking to you.
Yeah, and stay safe.
Thanks,
always.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.